Okay, so get ready, because today we are diving into something really special. It's a heartwarming story and perfect for this time of year.
Definitely a good one to get us in that Thanksgiving mood.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be taking a peek into a classroom.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they're working on a really cool project.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's their own Thanksgiving balloon parade.
Oh, wow. So like a classroom version.
Exact.
That's
That's,
so cute.
I know, right?
Love it.
It's from this children's story. And it's all about like the excitement and the creativity of the holiday.
It's amazing how these simple stories can really capture those big feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So like we've got everything you could want.
What do you mean?
We've got balloons,
Okay.
we've got parades, and pumpkin pie.
Oh my gosh. You can't go wrong with that
I
combo.
know, right?
All
The perfect Thanksgiving recipe.
right, let's head into that classroom and see what these kids are making.
Okay, so our story focuses on two students in particular, Sony and Sally, and they come up with some really amazing balloon creations.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Okay, so first up, we have Sony.
All right.
Now, Sony absolutely loves pumpkin pie.
Doesn't everybody?
I know, right? It's like a Thanksgiving staple.
I sure.
But listen to this.
Okay.
She decides to make a giant pumpkin pie balloon. Yeah,
What?
and get this, it even has like these colorful orange slices on it. And then she uses cotton balls to make like fluffy whipped cream on top.
Oh my gosh. That is adorable.
I know, right?
That is just the cutest thing.
Could you even imagine that like floating in a parade?
Yeah, that's a showstopper for sure.
Totally. And it's so interesting because like Sony is focusing on something that's so specific to her,
Right.
like her own enjoyment of this one thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something kids do so well.
Totally.
Right, they experience the holidays through these really tangible sensory details.
Absolutely.
So for Sony, Thanksgiving equals delicious pumpkin pie.
Makes sense to me.
All right, so next up we've got Sally.
Okay, what does she make?
Now Sally is inspired by her furry friend.
Okay, does she have a dog?
She has a cat.
Even better.
So of course she makes a cat balloon float.
Oh my goodness, stop it. That's adorable.
I know. All right, tell me more.
It has a tiny little pilgrim hat,
Oh my God.
paper whiskers,
So cute.
and a fuzzy pipe cleaner tail.
That is
Yeah,
amazing.
it's pretty great.
I love that. And it just makes you think about how important pets are.
Totally.
They become such a big part of our families and our traditions.
Absolutely. And Sally clearly just wanted to include her beloved kitty in all of the Thanksgiving fun.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, the best part of this whole story is when the classroom transforms into a parade route.
Okay.
So each student gets to proudly show off their creation, share what makes it special.
That's awesome.
It's this real celebration of creativity and community.
It's so cool how this like simple classroom parade
Yeah.
really mirrors those big Thanksgiving Day parades,
No,
like
like,
the ones we see in cities all over the country.
right. I mean, they're both about bringing people together,
Yeah.
creating this like shared sense of joy and excitement.
For sure.
That's what I love about Thanksgiving.
Now, luckily, Mr. Ray, the
Yeah.
teacher,
Yes.
he does a great job of reminding these students about what Thanksgiving is really about.
Very
It's
good.
about celebrating and giving thanks.
Very important lesson.
Yeah. And so he has each student share what they're thankful for.
That's
Yeah,
lovely.
it's a really sweet moment.
You know, this part really ties back to the historical roots of Thanksgiving.
Oh, how so?
Like when you think about it, it started as a harvest festival, right? A time to like really express your gratitude for all the blessings of the year.
Right.
And so, you know, what the way we celebrate might have changed over time,
Yeah.
like that core value of thankfulness,
Yeah.
that's still the heart of the holiday.
That's so true.
Like it's what makes it special.
So in the end, Sony is thankful for all the cheers that her pie balloon got in the parade.
Oh.
And Sally is so thankful for everyone loving her Whiskers the cat balloon.
Of course they loved it.
I know, right?
It's a cat
I
balloon.
mean, come on.
You can't go wrong.
But it's just this really sweet reminder
It's that.
that even little acts of creativity and sharing
Yeah.
can bring us so much joy.
Definitely.
Make us feel grateful for what we have.
That's such a great message, and it makes me wonder, what would your Thanksgiving balloon float be?
Ooh, that is a good question.
And what are you most thankful for this year?
Yeah, those are some things to think about as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday.
It's a good time to reflect.
Absolutely. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye.